So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big gas. One of our favorites. It goes back to those bears and the trash cans and the bird feeders. I remember that day. It was a colder, I think, fallish. And suddenly Dawn Fantasia burst on the scene. First of all, the name. And then telling us about Sussex County and people in Newark trying to tell them about bears. And stopping bears from getting into trash cans and bird feeders. Make sure you put them up at least 10 feet high. Did they use like a basketball standard? Is that how they came up with the bear can't dunk? So let's make it up there. Why 10 feet?
Can dunk.
Why not a lot? I think they were thinking, hey, you know, basketball hoop, 10 feet. I don't think that bear can dunk. Let's go to Dawn here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dawn, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Very, very well. So thank you for another great nugget that I think is both showing how evasive some of these people are in progressive circles, but also their mindset of trying to transform reality. So there's reform, right, of the New Jersey standards, Department of Education standards. First of all, maybe they shouldn't be able to use the word standard since that's the enemy.
That's true. And I assume that you're referring to the chronic absenteeism standards that they're changing. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what the hard thing about this topic is? This is one of those very, very confusing things that, like, if you're not inherently familiar with how these calculations are done, I feel like something like this can get lost in the general public, and the onus really lies on the people in those seats in the Department of Ed, and they have made a really bad decision here. So I'm going to try to break it down like into a digestible, you know, quick rundown of what's happening. So the national and federal definition of chronic absenteeism is a kid that's absent 10%. Right, of the school year. So we have 180 school days, 18 days, right?
Right.
So most states look at it that way. But New Jersey has two different definitions. Historically, we've used two thresholds. So for federal accountability, we always had to say the 10%, right? So 18 days. That's what goes into the school performance reports and all the ESSA accountability at the federal level. That hasn't been at 25%, right? But at 10%, New Jersey's historical chronic absentee rate. Some years it's 10% of kids during COVID, 18% of kids right after COVID, which freaked everybody out. And now it's about 15%. So we're really exceeding what the national standards are. But here's where it gets sketchy. So New Jersey has a separate rule that required schools to create an action or improvement plan if a student missed 25% of school days, so 45 days, right? So that was a state policy threshold that triggered some type of intervention or following the kid, et cetera. Now, what they have done is now the threshold is going to move from 45 days to 90 days.
Wow.
So why it matters is they're quietly shifting this so that they can drop kids off the rolls who are transferring between schools. Because we know when students transfer between schools, oftentimes it's because they're very vulnerable. They could be, in a homeless situation, bouncing back and forth, a divorce, problems with the family. And what they're trying to do is change the definition so thousands of high mobility students will simply no longer be counted. So for New Jersey, it covers them there. And then for the federal requirements, New Jersey's pretending that if a kid misses that many days, we don't even have to count them in our head count for our federal requirements.
So yes.
So how it all comes around is not that kids can miss 90 days and that's fine of the school year. I mean, that's what, people might misinterpret. What it means is New Jersey can pretend like that child didn't exist. And when they fail academically, when they don't show up, when they fall through the cracks, New Jersey says, oh, no, not ours.
And these are the very people that lecture us about caring, I'm going back to the election and everything else. And yet they're trying to delete that. The caring aspect is to say, no. We understand what's going on with that kid. And a trigger should be much earlier so they get help.
Exactly. And that's why, the 45-day threshold that it used to be. So let's say a child's moving between schools, coming from another state, coming from another country or whatnot, seemed to be somewhat reasonable. But what happened was school districts were bucking back saying, well, I don't want this kid on my record. I don't want to inherit that, terrible attendance rate that's going to, make my school district look bad. So it stops being about helping a kid who's falling through the cracks and turns into what looks pretty on paper. So all the adults in the room can smile and say, oh, look what we've done to attack our chronic absenteeism. It's like lowering the bar for test scores, lowering cut test scores and not telling the public. And next thing you know, everybody's proficient, but 20% of them can read on grade level, but everybody's proficient because we've lowered that score. New Jersey is the poster child for lowering academic expectations for children and looking at it like it's success.
That is in a nutshell, Dawn. And that's why I was sitting here thinking once a week I get the Secretary of Education, you on, if things had gone the other way. I didn't want to do that too much during it, but that's what I was thinking. But Dawn, I found Mikey Sherrill to be so tepid. I didn't get the juices flowing like I do with Larry Krasner. But I do Inside Story, and we had to sit in the green room and watch her with Matt O'Donnell last week. And then other performances, this podcast she did recently. And now I see what you guys have seen day to day. I do have the juices flowing. It is insufferable in the win. Just really, really hard to take. Because deep down, I don't think she really thought she would win going away like this. I think this is all something almost unexplainable. How are you feeling now?
Well, again, time for the, mourning of the loss of the election and all of that and the finger pointing and whatnot. None of that is helpful unless you really do a solid deconstruction of what went well and what went wrong, right? And I think we know there were a multitude of factors that contributed to what we saw that day. And, not to get caught in the weeds with it, but at the end of the day, the end result is that she now is the governor-elect of the state, of a state that perhaps she is not particularly familiar with, specifically not familiar with the form and function of state government. So I think what we're getting is a lot of answers, Dom, which you probably saw, that are incredibly non-committal. Now, I thought that, originally in seeing campaign and debate, when she was evasive or fence-sitting, I thought that was something that, was more campaign-style politics. But now that she is the governor-elect, I'm very concerned that there's a lot of fence-sitting on a lot of polarizing issues that really split down the middle of the state. So what I'm beyond curious to see where she's going to land, but even more so, is she going to invest in and really get behind her words of saying she's here for New Jersey and that this is not just a stepping stone where New Jersey is a placeholder, where she's gearing up, for the next federal run in the big seat. That would be a true travesty to the state of New Jersey, that New Jersey ended up going with someone who looks at us as a stepping stone with very little understanding of state metrics, state government. And, you know, we passed over someone with vast experience that could have absolutely made a difference here, you know?
Dawn, my point, I think, is this. It's good to soul search, but I don't think we have to blow up what the campaign was about and Republicans and all that. You know, these people saying, see, that we were kidding ourselves all along to a degree. You have to tweak it. There are things to learn here. Your gut instincts on Jersey politics are second to none. I didn't see affordability, particularly from their side, as a winning issue. And Dawn, she didn't even do what Mondami did. I give him credit. He says, hello, Mondami, affordability. He says it every third word. All she said was, and got away with it, on that first day, I'm just going to put an end to this by stopping rates and all that. She had enough money in the media with her to let her get away with that. And she didn't have to defend affordability pretty much after that.
It, you know, it's very true. We've lived it on the, you know, Republican side for years and years that affordability is our issue. And we have the receipts. We can bring the receipts, but it's messaging those receipts out that became problematic. And again, with the, you know, with the Democrat machine and the money machine that they are, to be able to make, you know, foolhardy statements like, you know, I'm going to freeze utility rates and they're not going to be, you know, raised anymore. You know what else, Dom? Another really troubling thing, and it's, I don't know if it's a dirty little secret in New Jersey politics, but oftentimes, us as Republicans, we will have legislation crafted that really does align with affordability on our end, and we can't get it across the finish line. And then we'll go to a session, we'll see that a Democrat legislator actually took our legislation and resubmitted it under their name when it becomes politically expedient for them. And that's how our bills actually get passed. So to be honest, on our side, we don't care who gets the credit. It's amazing what could be done when you don't care whose name says prime sponsor. But what we want to see more and more is, especially on the energy issue, look at the Republican solutions because they're real. And I'll give you a little spoiler alert. In the Senate, there was a bill that was put up by Senator Latham Tyver that actually addressed that, and it was just poached by the left and submitted. So perhaps we will see a change because there's a real hunger for it in New Jersey. You know, they have to put their money where their mouth is. You can't run on affordability and then not do squat when the time comes. So, you know, I'm hopeful, at least in that regard. I don't care how it gets across the finish line. Mm-hmm. Just know that it was ours and we're pushing it.
Absolutely. Where do we find you, Dawn?
On X, you can find me at DawnFantasia_NJ.
I don't think there's too many Dawn Fantasias out there on Twitter that there might be a mistake and we get another one. I'm just saying. I don't know.
You have one.
Yes.
Do you know that you have a Dawn Fantasian? She's my social media friend, and she is a nurse, an ICU nurse in Pennsylvania.
Ah,
so there's two of us, and she's right there in your state.
All right. Well, Dawn, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll catch up soon. Thank you, Dawn, very much.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Dawn Fantasia here on Talk Radio 1210. I had a guy last night, Henry, that got revved up because I differed with President Trump on what he said about American workers and we need more talent and all that. He goes, wait a minute. Aren't you that guy that failed at being the number two at the FBI? He was talking about Dan Bongino.
Well, of course.
It's easy mix up. It ends in an O. And it's Dan, not Dom. And he started arguing what qualifications did I have for the FBI. And I started arguing all the qualifications I had, just to, you know.
First off, I have hair.
There you go.
So that qualifies me more than him.
Yeah, it looks better for the FBI. You can't have a baldish FBI guy. It doesn't work. You got to get a toupee if you're in the film. All right. Hit us on the side question. Give us that. I see some good ones up there. All-time rivals. Think outside the box. That's what we're looking for. We have 130 Democrats signing off on the trans issue before the Supreme Court. At 1:30, we're going to talk with our buddy, Corey DeAngelis. Corey unearthed yesterday that Brian Fitzpatrick is unhappy that the Department of Education is being leveled. Trump is leveling it from the inside. And Corey DeAngelis says that to his knowledge, Brian Fitzpatrick is the only Republican with the endorsement of the NEA. Oh, man, if you're a Republican with the endorsement of the NEA, That's pretty bad. That is just hard to imagine. You really got to work at, I know, We got to get them over the finish line. We got to keep the house. Oh, boy. Life is filled with difficult choices. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Tom Giordano's show. So I'm watching earlier this morning, Mondani meeting at the White House with Trump. Oh, my God. Fly on the wall for that meeting. Our own Scott Jennings saying, yeah, what's going to happen here is Trump is going to give him the reality of the world, and it's not going to be pleasant, no matter how he comes out. And so Trump wants New York to succeed. He's a New Yorker. I get that. But I don't think he's going to go easy on Mondami, and I think Scott Jennings is right. Don't forget, we'll have insight into the mind of Trump, his dealings with him, and Elon Musk. With Scott Jennings and how it works in the nightly shootout that he's on with progressive after progressive. I mean, they're bringing in the kids. I think one of them is a son of Michael Douglas to take him on. Then the next night, that didn't work. Let's bring in another. It's like a gunfighter thing. So Jennings coming to town with us. December 9th, which is right around the corner. Thanksgiving's late this year, next week. And then, right, we'll be counting down to that. Get your seat now. The best thing to do is to get the meet and greet. You get the book, you get backstage, you get to meet Scott. We'll talk. Roe will be there. Henry might even be backstage there. Mm. You'll see all this. I don't know, John, we have to save that for an even bigger event. We can't, you know, promise too much
yeah,
here.
Yeah, seriously.
Now. Yeah. So we'll have all that going on. Just go to 1210WPHT.com. Get your seat. The book is fascinating, how Trump stormed Washington and saved not just America, but Western civilization. There's a lot about that. And there's all manner of things, his thought process. Where the heck did this guy come from, Scott Jennings? I mean, he was there for a while. It's this year where he's finally taken off. And I think it's the configuration. They're smart at CNN with the five seats, usually four people, but the two on the other side are usually directing fire to him. And now the host is, too. It is a soap opera of soap operas. 1210WPHT.com. It's a great bar there, too. We had a wonderful event with the four hosts there. You may remember in March or May, whatever it was. Phoenixville, great places to eat. Get your tickets now. Bring some people with you. You'll have fun. We'll take questions, too. You know, I do a lightning round with them. I'm working up today my quick ones reaction. I say this. What does he say? Abby Phillip, you know. I don't know who Scott Jennings has a feud with exactly that's out there. 1210WPHT.com. That's where you get your tickets. All right. All-time rivals is what we are looking for right now. And at 1:30, we're going to talk with Corey DeAngelis. Brian Fitzpatrick again here on several fronts. But we'll get an update from him. There's a lot going on with this guy. He is the big player when it comes to school choice, public schools, and Randy Weingarten. Randy Weingarten calls him out routinely. We played you the cut. She's out there again talking about fascism around this. And the story that's bubbling up now, look, do I think these Congress people actually committed sedition? No, not necessarily. But you know what? I want to hear their intent. I want to hear them in toto. And I particularly despise, I mean, some of them, you know, they're willing to duke it out. But I despise Houlihan. Houlihan is one of the gang here that lecture the rest of us, these women, about civility. Madeline Dean, and oh, that's uncivil. And then they do anything in the world they feel like. Why? Take a look at the suburbs. Delaware County, two counts now. Delaware County announcing 19% property tax raise. Last year they raised it 23%. That's 42% in 2 years. What's wrong with the people in Delaware County? Republican Party gets their office vandalized again. What's wrong with the GOP in Delaware County? Even the senator we had on yesterday said, well, we gave them some time to answer this, of how we have a maniac truck driver, got his CDL and his real ID in Pennsylvania. And Josh Shapiro just looked him in the face and said, go talk to Kristi Noem. She's responsible. That's how Democrats deal with this stuff. Republicans just got to be more aggressive. They ought to be calling for hearings now. I don't care if it were the eve of Thanksgiving. You know I would do it. You can come in for an hour on Thanksgiving, then go to dinner. We got to get to the bottom of how did this guy do it. They're saying it's all due to what's in the federal database. And they tagged in Al Schmidt, the Republican, in quotes, Secretary of State. He said he's tired of Democrats alleging that people that are here illegally can get their driver's license. Well, we're tired of what Shapiro's done. We're tired of his non-answers. And we're tired of this PennDOT guy who just refused to answer legitimate questions from Republicans. Because in October, you heard the show yesterday, the FBI and others busted up this ring. And there were 12 of them that were here illegally that had their CDL from Pennsylvania. Are they going to all blame Kristi Noem for that and that website? Do they ask any questions? Do you just get them? Do they rubber stamp them? And do people even care about this? And then one of these guys goes off, can't read a sign, is drunk, does whatever, kills Americans, and everybody has a vigil, then we forget about it. These can be prevented. There's something going on here in Pennsylvania with this, and this is a particularly egregious example. All right, let me go to Joe in South Philly. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom. Great
Hi.
Show as
Thank
usual.
You. Thank you.
Great show. I just want to revisit a point that you made last week when you said, why do these voters turn out for Trump the way they do?
Right.
And I think it's because, to them, Trump is a hero. He's serving the hamburgers in the dump truck. All the things he does, they love that, people. They love it. He's like a hero to them. No other president would do those things.
It is one of a kind. It's tepid alongside him. But the point is, he's got to do a better job then educating them that if they don't turn out in these others, all that's going to happen is he's going to fail.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because if he tells them, they'll do it.
Yes, you would think so.
They'll do it.
Well, what's stopping him? What in the world is stopping him? You know, Joe?
I'll tell you
what's stopping him.
I don't know the answer.
I can give you the answer.
You're right.
Trump does not like to just slow down, go point by point by point. He's an entertainer, and that's great. But there are times where it's not about entertainment. It's about just rigidly forcing these people to come out and vote. You don't have to entertain him on that.
Yes. Can I tell you the greatest rivalry?
Yes, please.
Well, this rivalry was between Sherlock Holmes and the evil, fiendish, diabolical Professor Moriarty.
That is a great
one. They tried to poison each other, kill each other. They couldn't do it.
That is a great one. Thank you, Joe. It seems to be there's a great rivalry of Tucker Carlson and Dietrich Bonhoeffer. In a million years in talk radio, I didn't think it'd be up. How wacky do you have to be to attack Dietrich Bonhoeffer?
Not only that, he's dead. He can't even respond.
Right, exactly, Tucker. Yeah, and brings on that phony historian to attack Winston Churchill. All right, coming up, Stacey Garrity. She's running against Josh Shapiro, but she also has a deep military background. What does she think of what we've seen in this minute and a half or so of these embarrassing Democrats talking about illegal orders? She actually ran the prison, as you know, in Iraq and had glowing reviews from everybody involved. And, you know, I talk about this all the time. Should not military experience be something amplified that we want this in political candidates? Media doesn't seem to be interested in that. They are interested, though, in these Democrats who are egging on violating the chain of command here. That's the way that I read it. What illegal orders? So she's got a lot going on here, and particularly she has to take on Governor Wonderful. That would be Josh Shapiro. That's next. Hey, let's talk about my good friend, personal dental specialist and board certified prosthodontist. That's Dr. Robert Bentz. And Dr. Bentz and his wife have exciting news. Their daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, another doctor, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. This is no small feat. Now, with over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them, thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz, the same mindset there, providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental issues. I've had some of them too. An exceptional general dentistry. That's with Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz, a true family affair. You have it all under one roof there. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care or perhaps a second opinion, you know what to do. Call this number. Get with Dr. Bentz, the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Or visit their website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Why not set up now, sometime in December, or even early next year if you want. Get it in place. You know, when you're turning over a new leaf, that you're going to really get good dental care, get that initial evaluation. You can do that. 610-272-6949.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, good to know, Henry. Joey Merlino has nothing to do with the mob, according to a release just out there, because he's given away turkeys with one of my old favorite rivals. And we had her on. She was really fun. Radical Sherry Hunkula used to be over in Kensington. I'll give the rest of it. I don't want to hold up candidate and treasurer Stacey Garrity here on Talk Radio 1210. Treasurer, welcome back. Thanks for joining.
Hey, Dom. It's always great to be with you, my friend.
Thank you, Stacey. So, Josh Shapiro, we had on State Senator Coleman yesterday. Was not answering up until yesterday, he and PennDOT, about how a guy who's wanted as a terrorist, probably limited English, gets not only a CDL, but gets the gold standard, gets the restricted license here, the real ID, among other things in Pennsylvania. And he says, go talk to a secretary gnome. What do you say?
Of course he said that because he blames President Trump and his administration on everything. I mean, here we have illegal aliens, you know, driving 18-wheelers, transporting goods and services, and we have no idea who they are. So, you know, the buck stops at the chief executive's desk, and that's him. And the other thing, I don't know if you covered, but the Secretary of Transportation told the governors not to issue CDLs to these folks. And if it went wrong this time, how many times has it happened?
Right.
Because we've issued 12,400 CDLs to non-U.S. citizens.
12,000? We know that. What's this? How do we know that, Stacey?
That was cited in an article where they talked about Sean Duffy citing six states that weren't even following the federal guidelines. So that's kind of an oxymoron that Governor Shapiro is blaming it on the federal government when Pennsylvania was noted as one of six states not even following federal guidelines.
Well, you're making great points here. And, you know, the Inquirer is not even covering stuff like this. And another thing that I'm going to talk to you about, I do hope when you get your chance with some of these people in the media, you will, as they're quizzing you and trying to, you know, disparage on something. This Josh Shapiro shows that I do. He can do no wrong. The myth that this guy gets blank done is ridiculous. What he does is hire more staffers to do more TikTok videos.
You are absolutely right. And if I were the governor, I would request an audit and find out what happened.
Right.
Why aren't we doing background checks? And make sure this never happens again.
That would be acceptable. Yeah, despite what happened here. You're exactly right. That's what responsibility would be, to engage in that. Now, the Al Schmitz, who sometimes comes on the show, has jumped into the ring as the alleged Republican here, saying he's tired of people wondering about people here illegally getting driver's licenses. Heck, this guy got a truck driver's license and a real ID.
He sure did. And you have to wonder, we know we don't know everybody that's crossed our borders, and we wonder how many are here. And you know what? Uzbekistan isn't the best country anyway, and the fact that he was wanted in that country also tells you something.
Yeah, if you're wanted for something in Uzbekistan like this, we don't really want you here in Pennsylvania. Now, let's turn to your military record, which is outstanding because you both protected, no one escaped, but you also had good relationships with the prisoners when you were in charge of a prison during the war. A couple days ago, six Democrats. It's making a lot of news again to the other day. One of them, the congresswoman from Chester County, out of the blue, start telling people about illegal orders. I talked to Colonel Alan West on a show yesterday and some other military people. They say it's very rare that this would ever come into play, a legit illegal order that would be refused. How about your experience as a commander?
That's my exact reaction was that doesn't even make sense because, first of all, everybody's trained. You don't follow illegal orders, but you get your orders from your commander. It's not like when I was serving, even when I was commanding an entire prisoner camp. My boss was a brigade commander. And no, I never had an illegal order. The only one that I saw was A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise. Where Jack Nicholson ordered the code red. You remember that famous line, you can't handle the truth. So that's the only time I've really seen that.
It's a very rare thing. And they popped up.
It's rare.
Yeah, it is.
And what are they saying? All these military people are going to check the orders that are coming from the President of the United States. They're not even going to see those orders. I mean, the whole thing doesn't pass the common sense test.
It does. It doesn't. And you know what? That's where your military experience comes in and why we need more of it, of what actually happens versus people using this stuff. So you're on the campaign trail. I haven't seen you in this area as much. I know you're going around the state. What is it at this time? It's got to be a slower time coming toward Thanksgiving, but I'm sure people are talking about affordability as we head toward, you know, we think about food and Thanksgiving. What's going on the campaign trail where you are?
So right now I am in the Southwest, and I'm hitting about five counties today. And honestly, the talk is all about the CDL. I was just at in Lawrence County, and they're telling me that they've just had two illegals crash 18-wheelers in their area, people that can't even speak our language. So it seems like this is an issue all over the place. But the buzz right now is CDLs. It's not so much affordability, but affordability, you know, is absolutely an issue. And in Pennsylvania, you know, we have the fifth highest tax burden. And, you know, and what are we doing? We're passing budgets that chew through our entire surplus.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're going to spend inordinate amounts of money. I don't think we're seeing a bang for the buck. There was kind of a trade-off here. We got rid of Reggie, which is a great thing in the budget. But the amount of money being pumped out there into the public schools. And I would, as much of an advocate I am of keeping taxes low, if I had to get real school choice, and we have to let them have what they got in this budget for public schools, I would do it because I want parents to be able to vote on it. We'd see pretty quick what they would do.
You know what? We've talked about this so many times. Parents, not bureaucrats, should be deciding the best way to educate their kids, and it shouldn't matter what their zip code is. And I agree, but unfortunately, I think under this administration, we are never going to see school choice. Because he's in the pockets of the teachers unions. And that's really too bad because who's suffering are kids that need a lifeline like school choice. But as far as affordability, we know the way to drive prices down, unleash the energy, clean energy that we have right here in Pennsylvania, creating billions and billions of dollars in jobs and economic opportunity for our communities. And that's the way to start because right now, you know, we spend about $5 to $6 billion more than what we bring in, and something, you know, something's got to give. And the best way to address it is to bring more revenue, which is going to create jobs. It's going to drive down prices. It's going to, you know, lower the cost of, you know, energy. I mean, right now people are struggling to, you know, heat their homes and put gas in their tanks.
Absolutely. Where do we find your campaign? Where do we find Stacey Garrity?
Stacey Garrity, 4PA.
All right.
Thank
you, Stacey. Thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
Thank you. Stacey Garrity here with an update. And again, her military background is not known by enough Pennsylvanians. All right. So, Henry, I mentioned this. Could it be 30 years ago, I would have Sherry Hunkel on. What a character. She was like the ultimate progressive. You know, and I think her heart was in it, but radical in, in we would debate in Kensington. And she hooked up with Joey Merlino. So they put a directive out 30 years later, alleged former mob boss Joey Merlino still helping the poor and homeless families. Oh, my God. With the turkey giveaway. Is there anything that washes thing? Maybe the Saudis ought to try the turkey giveaway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's what does it. Yeah, who can reject that? The guy's got to be a good guy. Why else would he do it?
You know what? The Saudis have been trying to curry favor in this country
for a
long
Turkeys.
Time. A turkey drive?
A turkey drive. Man. Sherry Hunkel will hook
him
up.
Forget sports leagues. Yeah. That would, oh, man.
Sherry, if you're listening, you know, I may have to ask you to get her on tomorrow. She's got the Poor People's Army going on. And what a character. Just the name. I think I was even on the overnight then. Sherry Hunkel was such fun to see her here with the turkey thing all these years later with Joey Merlino. All right, get in on the side question. All-time rivals. We're coming to you to get a few more on the board. Thanksgiving Day's coming up. How many big Thanksgiving games? John, where did you go to school? Did you have a rival, your school?
I went to Penn State.
Okay, I meant high school.
Oh, I went to Hopewell Valley. We were terrible at football.
Okay. Who was the rival? Was there one?
Like Nottingham, I think.
We oh, man. Sheriff of Nottingham. All right. That's a tough one. That sounds like a really tough team that you have to play them in their game. And I think one of the longest runnings is over in the Easton area. It's got to be over 100 years. When you get over 100 years, that's a pretty good rivalry.
It's a great rivalry.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to hate the opponent on the other time. You know, things have changed. You can't.
It's like Army Navy. You have like a respect for each other.
Who says you can't run
with hate in your heart?
Yeah, well, true. But they don't seem to do it anymore. We don't seem. You know why? You have playoffs. You have PIAA playoffs and all. So some of them don't even play football.
Yeah.
They don't play the Thanksgiving
game. Well, yeah, and that's just the sad truth of it. Like, you can only really play it if you have a down season.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going on because it's a good day for alumni and all the others. So I got to hear from a Lincoln alum. When you go back, are you going to say, look, honey, it's, you know, bring your, they might have their kid or their grandkid. Dad, what's that over there? Oh, that's a new freshman going to school in their trailers.
I want a championship on that field right where that third trailer is. And you see where that, I hosted the trophy right there.
Yeah, exactly right. The trail splitters, as Henry said, not the rail splitters. All right, 855-839-1210. Trump meeting Mondami tomorrow. You know we'll be on that. And as I said, Scott Jennings all over that. Scott all over the media right now. We'll have him on in the near future. But December 9th is the day where all this crystallizes. What a brilliant concept, politics and pints. Yeah, we did steal it from my buddy Jeff Katz in Richmond. Nice play by Greg Stocker. Where you have the bar, you have the drinking before and after. You have a great guest. You have a lot of fun with them. Somebody prominent, really prominent. Rich just had Jack Carr. I got Scott Jennings. You've heard him with me. Get your tickets now. This would be even a good gift to someone. Great night out. It's over at the Colonial Theater, storied Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. A lot of places to eat there. Make it a night. December 9th, a Tuesday night, around 7:30 for like an hour and 15 minutes. Really, invest. Get yourself the meet and greet. That is the goal, Pat. The last meet and greet we had with Don Jr., spectacular. It will be with Scott Jennings. Go to 1210WPHT.com. All right, calls next. Talk Radio 1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, let's get a few on board. Hit us with that all-time group of rivals or rivalry. David in Lexington, South Carolina with Dom. Hi, David.
Hey, Dom, I'll tell you one thing. Maybe someone's out there talking to Dan Bongino, asking him how he's qualified to be a radio show host.
This was nuts. I have to get a tape of it. You're that guy that didn't like being number two in the FBI. Did you want to be number one? And I say to the guy, yes, I did. I want to head up the FBI. I'm going right here from this show. I'm breaking that right now. My God.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you quick on the Easton Peabert thing. My wife and my mother both went there. My mom in 65 and my wife in 95. And a few years back, they actually played a replay of a game that was tied way back when, and had the guys come back in their 30s and replay the game. So that was kind of neat.
That is very cool. Well, look, these Thanksgiving rivalries are Americana. They ought to be preserved, particularly things like that. And having them come back and play, what could be better?
Right, some broken bones and
true, yeah.
As for my side question, I think we all can maybe relate to this. At least a lot of us can. But I'm going to go with sibling rivalry.
That is a great one. Yes, that's something that fuels people in any family. Can you imagine being in a Kennedy family? Apparently, they had to read stuff as they would come into dinner when they were in Palm Beach. You know, they had stuff on the wall that night, some kind of lesson, and then race to the table to be the first. And apparently, they would mug each other to stop the other guy from getting it. That's good rivalry.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. All-time rivalry. Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bill.
How you doing there, Dom? I just want to remind you that Michael Fitzpatrick, our congressman out here, he's under some pressure now because of Bob Harvey, who's holding town halls out here in Bucks County.
Yeah, well, we have Corey DeAngelis coming up. And look, I realize in the end, but the NEA has endorsed him, Corey says. That's pretty bad. And he's making noise against the Department of Education going away because he thinks Congress ought to decide. I think the American people, how many times have we been through this, want that gone?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Department of Education, back when I was in school, there was no Department of Education.
Right. Well, it's a money laundering thing and a bullying thing.
It's a bureaucratic
thing. Yeah, the states are supposed to handle education. Yeah.
But anyway, he's all we've got, so we gotta help him out. I mean, I'll once again invoke the 80-20 rule. I don't like everything he does, but 80% of the time he does it right. That's all I can say.
Okay. All right, what's your side? What's your side today?
My side is a TV show that was used to be on the Fox cable network. It was called Hannity and Combs.
The only thing but the only thing is, was Combs really a rival, or was he a punching bag?
He was supposedly a progressive, right. But in things he was really a moderate. But,
yeah.
You know, the bottom line was they debated each other, but when the cameras were turned off, they were friends.
Yeah, exactly. Look, to have a real rivalry, you would need Hannity, and then you would need, and Fox wouldn't do that. You know, it's kind of fraudulent. Taro now on the Five can really do that. Howard Ford Jr., no, not so much. To have a rival, you have to be on equal footing. You really have to kill each other and have the ability to beat the other. That's the rivalry that means something. That's why I've never gotten quite the Dallas thing or gotten into that. And by the way, down the hall at WIP, you don't hear the talk anymore. They don't say Dallas sucks. They say, Dallas sucks. You got to say it. Don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, I guess it's more of a fans thing. Specifically here, yeah, because I think the Cowboys care about more of like the Giants or someone like that.
They care about the commies more.
The commies, too.
Yeah, they did. And the reason was, you know, people resented America's team, that type of stuff.
Right.
And rightfully so.
Right. And
how are
winning,
they still America's
losing.
Team? Who is America's team now? The Eagles?
Oh,
I don't know that anybody is American.
It's got to be the Lions.
I think the Chiefs probably were for a bit.
I still think they're Mahomes, Kelsey. Yeah. I think they're probably America's team.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, America's really going downhill. All right, 855, the cheerleaders. How could you be against the cheerleaders, though? 855-839-1210. Yeah, why don't the other teams, Dallas does not have a male cheerleader, to my knowledge, right?
I don't think so, but I can't confirm that off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't see Jerry Jones saying
what Jerry wouldn't sign off on that.
No, that's pretty good. Maybe I think the Eagles do have one, and most NFL teams have one or two. So, yeah, you got to give them credit for that. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.